Okay, Rabbi Issa, we're going to be having some interesting halachas tonight. We'll be learning about monkeys. We'll be learning about children. It's too different. I'm not saying it's comparable. We'll be learning about the difference between monkeys and other animals. And amongst other topics as well. Page 102, we're up to Simon Kufnun test if you'd Aleph. Hakoi ksherim litain mayim leodaim. Anybody is kosher. So we learned the concept of koyach gavra, right? So what does koyach gavra mean? That you need a human force for the netila. Now, how do you define human force? So we're defining now human force. So we're learning hakol ksher litain mayim leodaim. Anybody is kosher to do this netila shudaim. Page 102 on top, second line. Anybody is kosher to do this. Afilu cheresh, even a deaf person, walachik is considered not fully fledged having das. Shoita also doesn't have complete, who has got no or very little understanding, cognitive abilities. He's also not considered fully fledged das. So a cheresh, a deaf, cholile, a shoyta, and lahavdil a kota, a mina, also is hakol ksherim litin mayim leodaim. Child is also perfectly fine to do this netila. Oivet gilulim, a goy, is also considered koyach gavra. And Nida, anybody who's got Thomas Nida also, that's a slightly different aspect, but he puts it together. V'ikriman do'oman, some say the cotton pochsim ben shisho dinuk kekoif. And some say that a child less than 6 years old has got a din of a koif. Koif being a monkey. So, and the reason being is that it's not, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Zivkot Nayim, but let's just see first. Zivkot Samaches, third line, second wide line. There's a lack of da'as, and consequently, the netila is not considered a kosher netila. After benoit line, also al yedehem. Now, the point is that when it comes to truma, the netila sudam cannot be taking place by oivet gilulim, a goy, a nida, or somebody who's got a tumas nida. Those, the tmeim hamayim, the metamin hamayim b'maso, they've got an intrinsic tuma, nida medoraisa, ve'idach, and with regards to a goy, chachomim gozu aleim tuma, they are tmeim. And this tuma will not help matters. They cannot, so that's not a koyach gavra issue. This is a, rather, it's an issue of tuma aspect is a problem over here. However, over here would be still fine. The benetila lechulin loy gozu. So over here, since it's not a tuma diga tvila, but it's a chulin diga tuma, just for washing for a moitzi. Therefore, anybody who's got any tuma actually is still okay to wash hands.
Would need it nonetheless. Make the husband who is totally tar, if he was washing his hands, whilst it would work for.
It wouldn't. And the truth is, because we are worse off, we all got Tumas Meis. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. We all got Tumas Meisim anyway. So you can't get worse than bad. I mean, you can't get bad than worse. You can't get worse than worse. So we're Tumas Meisim. So it wouldn't really affect. So that's what the any mayim that we have is actually tomei. We are considered tomei meisim. We just are. We've got a tuma, and therefore it doesn't. Shekulanu tomei meisim. Therefore, it won't make any difference if a goy touches or any other person with any other tuma. It won't affect us. That's why it's kosher. Even a goy spritzing the water, pouring the water, it doesn't matter. The kosher achoyim. However, some achronim write to mikol mokum lechatchila toiv lizo shel litel mayim adem. Not everybody agrees to this, but the Mishnah Berurah says there's a chumra that there's a chumra that a goy or nida or a cheir shet v'katan shouldn't fill the water. The Chaznish disagrees with that, and so do I think most poskim disagree with it, that there's no such chumra at all, and anybody is fine to fill to do the tira sudaim. Tinoi kekoif. We learn now that a child less than six, that is a problem. Why? Because tinoi kekoif. Tinoi kekoif. Alocha like a koif. With regards to the koif that itself is a dispute, is a machloikas, and some hold that yesh poislim vua mishum de cotton kaze ein boy das klal. A child under 6 has got no das at all. Now, I don't know what that means, ein boy das klal, because we do learn that there's some halachas of chinuch for 5-year-old and a 4-year-old as well. So there is an element of das. It's just that with regards to this aspect of fizim ktoshim, the aspect of tilas yudaim, that is something that a child less than 6 cannot associate at all, cannot comprehend at all, and therefore it is to some extent in nikukov according to some poskim. But that itself, again, is a machloikis as well. Ha, Mishnah Berurah indeed continues to be a grow mashmat in lachmi baze, to lo yidom ile koif, to lo menu, to lav odom hu, So
the Vilna Gaon disagrees and he says, no. Even a child less than 6 years old, you cannot compare that to a koif. And although he's got very limited das, but it's still considered okay.
So right. So certainly with regards to chere shoyte v'katan over gilulim and nida, there's absolutely fine. And there may be a chumrah, but there may not even be a chumrah at all. And with regards to a child less than 6, there is maybe a more substantial chumrah, but even that chumrah is not accepted widely. So right now, the Sif Yud Beis brings as follows: Im HaKoif. Now, if a monkey perish min chaya, it's a type of animal which. Well, a monkey is a type of animal. Yes, indeed. Simaya balaz. Now, I'm not quite sure because I'm not quite sure what this last is. But it's definitely a monkey. Nois and maim ledaim. So, if you've got a monkey and you've got a very well trained monkey, can you imagine that? You can picture it. I can picture it. No, some chimpanzee or I don't know which one the monkeys that are the most gorillas. Yeah, so potentially, I mean, you can picture it, having a gorilla washing hands for today, yeah? Really well-trained.
Can do complex maths.
Doesn't mean they can do it to the Sudan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, it's not that, but they can indeed. They can do it to the Sudan. They can wash hands for you. So, you've got a really well-trained gorilla on your side. Fancy that, Chaim. A gorilla on your side. You say, do you mind to the Sudan, please? And he says, sure, sir. And then he's going to wash hands. That's fine. Some say it's fine. Some say it's not. And the Shulchan Aruch says, it appears that the opinion of the ones who are validating, that makes sense. That's fine. Actually, Chumrah is appropriate. B'machmeh is appropriate. What is... The you have got over here in Mishnah Berurah Kotan Ayin. He defines what is this about minchab this koyf. He says yesh bo ktsas das letashmish. They have some cognitive ability. I'll translate it. Some cognitive abilities. They can do it. They can. A monkey can do it. Yeah. What would be the halach if you'd have a robot washing any you press a button? Well, pressing button would be beginning. If there's a mechanically designed thing that washes your hands automatically, would that be considered koyach gavra and not or not?
My hands.
Yes. Everything we've been discussed as if you'd aleph and sifid base is about somebody washing your hands. So it's about the cotton, cheresh, shoyta, and the ovigilulim, and the koif washing the hand of somebody who's obligated until that's done. So if a machine would wash hands, just if there's like some sort of something that automatically washes the hands for you, that's no good because it's lacking. It needs to have koyach gavra needs to come from a human. It needs to have some das behind it. And if it's just something which is automatically generated water coming from a kli, that's not considered koyach gavra, not sufficient koyach gavra. So now we're learning that chereshet v'katan is nevertheless okay. And we're learning without a koif, a monkey is a machloikis. Now I'm going to be asking the following shaila. What about a squirrel? And what about a dog? What about a domesticated cat? That's right. Yeah. How would that work? Okay, I mean, how would that work?
They have a hard time lifting the coif.
Pardon?
They have a hard time lifting the coif.
Okay, so, yeah, they would. Okay, but picture what animal could do it. Like dolphins are known to be very, So what I'm asking is over here, is the Shulchan Aruch makbid about the koif or not?
Koif, dafka or lav dafka? So therefore,
okay, you're saying any. Okay, there's a fascinating sharetzin over here. But let's just see Sifkot Ayin Beis and Gimel first. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Ayin Beis Yesh Poslin the Ein Kan Koyach Gavra. It's lacking Koyach Gavra. So it's not lacking Koyach. There is power. There is water is spritzing, but it's Koyach Gavra. It needs to be human. That's lacking Gavra. It's lacking. It's not. That's why maybe a koif is no good. Some hold that it's fine. Some hold that you don't actually need koyach gavra. So it's just good enough if there is. It comes from somewhere. That's good enough. So there's a machloek as to whether if you should wash again and if you do it with a bracha or not. But if you look over here in Sefkotten Ayin Samechei in Sharetzien, he will tell us the following. So the Kesef Mishnah Mistapek in Dafke Koif. Is it only with regards to a monkey? Mishum debar tashmish uktzas. A monkey is defined as a bar tashmish ktzas. It's an animal that can do some serving for a human. He can serve a human to some extent. Is that correct? Are those the animals that are the most serving to humans?
No, probably a guide dog for a blind person.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So he says, yeah, but the Mishnah, it's interesting because the Mishnah Berurah says with the element of koif is a bar tashmish uktzas. He's to some extent a more of a bar tashmish, or al milzer nokat, or is it just a ucha milzer? Is it just a general term? Vuadin shab al chaim and potentially other animals. So just for argument, it's an interesting case. Like, imagine a blind. I didn't actually see poiskim about this, but it's a really posh the shayla. Imagine you've got a blind dog. What is called a guide dog. Okay, and he's trained to support his master. And say he would know by some pulling or by some talking or by some sign language, he would know where to go and he'd put water on it and on its affixed or attached kind of back. And you could put some water there and he would go and bring the water to the master, who is not particularly mobile, and then he pulls the water over the master. I mean, picture that. So would that work or not? So the answer is, could the dog do it or not? Would that be considered kosher netilah? Yes or no? The answer is, it depends on the shaitzin. It's a machlokas on the shaitzin. According to Hashian's first opinion, it's only a monkey. Only a monkey has got sufficient das. And it's only a monkey who can pour the water. So if you've got a gorilla, very good. If you haven't got a gorilla, you're going to be stuck. And you have to get yourself, this blind person will need to get himself a gorilla instead of a... Or alternatively, according to other opinion in Shaitzian, it's worth in Shabbat Al-Kham, any animal will be okay to do that. So if you've got a machlok in Shaitzian, yeah.
There is a midrash, and this midrash says, I remember reading years ago, that at the Dora Plugger, the bodies on him killed a third, did something else with a third, and turned a third into monkeys. So all the monkeys that we either turned them into monkeys and they were already monkeys, but or all the monkeys we have are actually descendants of the third of the Dora Plugger who were.
Yeah.
So I read that somewhere. So maybe there is some kind of element of humanity.
I can't comment on this. It would be something interesting to explore. Yeah, I hear that. If it has anything to do with this Dora Flogger incident, or is there any? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, yes. So it could be that you do. Some opinions hold that you really do, and some say it doesn't. A mamash have to be a human. Some animals may be good as well. We're trying to say which animals may be a good as well or not. But you're quite right. I mean, one opinion Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be mamash a human. Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Tzif Yud Gimel. Lechatchila. Ideally. When you wash your hands for netilas yadayim, you should have a kavona. What kavona should you have? What's the intention you have when you wash your hands for amotzi? What's the intention? Now, most people's mind is going to be in what's actually in the sandwich. Okay. many people. But ideally, what kavana should you have when you wash hands for amotzi? So we're learning now in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Lechatchila, ideally, yechaven anoitel, the person who washes hands should have the kavana. Lenetila hamachsheres leachila. You should have, the kavana should be ideally that I want to be machsh, I want to allow the eating to take place. You're like machsheres, you want to be machsh, I want to allow myself to eat now. That's ideally the kavanah you should have when you wash your hands for mitzi. Safe cotton, ein hay in Mishneh Berurah. Morgan Avraham kosav lifsel af pidyevedim livno im loy kivno klad. Morgan Avraham says if you didn't have that kavanah, you can't eat. The kavanah, it's a kavanah. It's an intention you need to have. If you had no intention whatsoever, you didn't wash it. You know, you're in a tila. That's what Morgan Avraham says. Havragra. His came kasoyim the bloy kavona kosher the vena go on his makel the chenu das reva achoy arishoinim and similarly the majority of the arishoinim agree that b'di'avad it's acceptable u'b'di'avad v'deish lochel k'shein lo imam nitol shenis k'das ha'machaba. So there is vast majority of opinions hold that b'di'avad if you washed your hands and you had no intent whatsoever it's still okay. But everybody agrees that achatchela, you should have, when you wash your hands, you should have intention of, I'm going to be machshim my hands now for eating. It's machshel achila. So if you can have that kavona, that's the ideal. No, not mamish. It's not mamish that. I think the mekoyah is, also machshel achila. It's not mitzitzichis kavona, I don't think so. It's a slightly different kavana. It's not got to do with the kavana mitzvah's kavana, but yeah, but it's not. It's about a different kavana that was established via machsheres lachila. Yeah. The kavanas noisinami moira afilo lechatchila afilo leikiven anoitel kala. Very interesting. What would be the halacha if the person who pulls the hand he has got intention? He says, "Oh, when I'm pouring the hand, I'm machshir. Can you just come for a second? If I pour hands over you, you are just thinking about the sandwich already, yeah, right? And I'm pouring over you, hands, and I've got intention that this netilah that I'm doing over here now, that's going to be machshehim la'achila. Does that work, yes or no? He's got absolutely no kavana. Does it work or not?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, so you're saying that this machlok, because the Ramah ever holds that, thank you very much, the kavanas noisen nami moil, says the Ramah. I think it's the Ramah. That the kavana of the noisen is also helping, is also sufficient. Although, the person himself who was going to eat, he's not having any kavana. But the person who washed the hands for the other, it's still okay to have kavana. Although the person who actually washes his hands are being washed, he had no kavana at all. So that again, Rabbi Feingold, that shows there's nothing to do with mitzvah's kavana, probably.
That's the fact that a person goes to wash. He's not going to wash for...
Very good. So Rabbi Feingold says a moedig point that Achronim agree. The Achronim say as follows, what will be the halacha if somebody, it's very, very interesting what you're saying. I didn't intend to speak about it, but the mamash, I saw the Achronim speak about it. I don't know if it's brought down over here, but I saw that Shlomo Zalman speaks about it. That what will be the halacha if somebody never washes with a keli for cleanliness? He just, whenever he uses a keli, it's for washing hands for amotzi. That's the way, that's when he uses a keli. Now this individual over here, he only washes with a keli for amotzi. Now he had no intent today. He dreamt of. So it's true that we learned that, but yeah, but it's fine anyway. But I want to talk about this lechatchila. This lechatchila, the lechatchila should have intention for netila hamachsheres leachila. The netila which allows us to eat. That's ideally the kavana you should have. So are you yoitze or not yoitze? You didn't have kavana, really. But you use the keli which you only use for achila. Does that help, yes or no? Does the question make sense? What do you think, Tanya? What do you think? Exactly. So Shlomo Zalman says exactly what you were saying. Shlomo Zalman totally agrees to you. And he says that enochinami, that if you always use the keli only for netilas yadayim purposes, so fine, that's enough. That's enough kavana. That's enough. Because that's why you're using it. What are you using the keli for? For netila machsheres leachila. Okay, so it's fine. So although you didn't have kavana, it's still fine. But again, it is only for the lechatchila, but the evidence anyway, okay. Even a person dreamt of completely and he washed his hands, but the evidence it's fine according to the majority of opinions.
Oh, I didn't think about it. It's a very nice thought. I didn't think about it, but it sounds like a very, very nice suggestion. So, Abridin Tainas, that could be, that's why people have a special, a very nice, such a beautiful svara. Such a nice svara. It's a beautiful svara that. Abridin wants to explain that, all the Minogin Klal Yisrael have reasons. We just sometimes don't know them. But the Minogin Klal Yisrael are always well established, and they're always, Im enum Nevi'im heim, b'nei Nevi'im heim. If Yidna are not Nevi'im, then at least they are sons of Nevi'im. So he tainas that that's why probably when Klalis, the Yidna are Dafke Makbit, you have a different designated keli, a special keli for washing hands for Amotzi. So, because that, the reason is that just, we want it, that like this, whatever happens, you're going to be fulfilling this lechatchiletik way of washing hands as if you had kavana, even if you didn't have kavana. So the Olim said, what was the rationale for it? No, you said, Rabbi Yossi wants to understand, why is the keli good enough? What is he using it for? You don't positively need the kavana because that's what you're doing. So we have to ask what a kavana is. No, no, that's not her kavana. Her kavana is a £6.50 at the end of the hour.
It could be washing for...
Yeah.
So not necessarily.
Right.
All the time it's for bread.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's. Pardon? Yeah. But it's not machsheres le'achila though. Okay. It's over. Yeah. Okay. We are ready to move on. See if you done it. Now we are continuing with the new sugya, which we're only gonna have a little bit of a starting point in that. That's the sugya of Tfilas Yadayim. We have mentioned over the whole siman, the name of the siman is a hilchas of Netilas Yadayim, washing hands for Amotzi. However, we've mentioned a few times over the course of this siman that besides the concept of Netilas Yadayim, there's also a perfectly acceptable method of washing for Amotzi, which is not Netila, but is Tvila. Tipping your hands. Now the next few Se'ifim, from Se'if Yudalet until Se'if Chof, which is the end of the Siman, we'll be discussing the halachas. How do you toifel your hands? How does that work? Is it always acceptable? Is it not always acceptable? Is it fine? Is it chatchile? But yeah, what bracha do you make, etc.? Yeah.
It's so important to have kavana over there. The other brachas, this other bracha that's also might be very important. Man, unless they have
correct.
This
good question. It's a good question. It seems that there's something about preparing yourself for eating. Something about we're going to prepare ourselves for eating. There's a special kavana necessary. Good point, though. Okay, so okay, we're actually gonna. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch starts and says, "If you dalet telling us hit bil yodah b'mei mayon." So a person can do tefillah sudaim b'mei mayon in water of a mayon of a. What's the spring. Spring, thank you very much. And that would be acceptable tefillah. And we're going to see more about that. But let me just recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem. So we learned about Hakok Sherim Letil Maim Ludaim. Anybody can wash Netil Hashem for somebody else. Afilu Cheresh Shetivi Cotton. Goy and the Nida. We learned that some hold that there is a Chumrah, but many hold there isn't even a Chumrah. With regards to Overgilim Nida, that's with regards to nothing to do with Koyach Gavo, that's with regards to Tumah, but it doesn't, as Rukhonoch says, it doesn't apply. With regards to under six, some hold that there is a Mokum to be Machmir, many hold there is no Mokum to be Machmir under an under six either. With regards to a monkey, we've got a Machloikas that Yesh Poisim, Yesh Machmirim, the Ramolemaisa Paskins ideally should be Machmir. Sharetzion discusses as to whether a koif is dafka or lav dafka. Other animals, if that works or not. And the Mishabut, the Sharetzion is not machia, it doesn't paskin, so we don't know about other animals washing hands. So next time the gorilla comes around, you'll have to... Okay, then we carried on about the kavona. We learned about there should be lechatchila kavona to have netila machsheres leachila. B'dievet, the netila was kosher without it as well, but lechatchila one should have a specific kavona in mind.
We learned that according to many poskim, that was your point, if you've got a keli, that is considered as if you always have kavana, and therefore even lechatchila, it's fine, you don't have to worry about it. And then we started a new topic, the fresh topic of tefillas yadayim, which we're going to be learning in more detail tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.